Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. So if you have something to say, call us up right now, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, we love some Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. Thank you, Maggie, for joining us. An extended bonus coverage with Maggie Dawn. And Dominic, I need people to get their calendars out right now because we got some announcements to make. Monday, upcoming August 1st. Two new radio stations going live.
Woohoo!
So for your friends in Central State, Central Wisconsin, WFHR, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point. Let them know. Tell a friend it will be, you know, the Civic Media Network. It's rolling out starting Monday. Also in, we're calling it Bull Falls Radio, in Wausau, WXEO, 1230 AM and 98.9 FM. So our Northwoods coverage kicks in on Monday. And a couple of other big announcements, at least one that you're aware of, Dom. WISS, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM in Oshkosh. Berlin, Dom, that's also joining us on the Civic Media Network. That'll be a little while later in the fall. But that one hit the FCC today, so people are talking about
it. Oh, nice. WISS 1100 AM. Crudy, you know I grew up in the Fox Valley area, and that was always on the farm trucks, man, 1100 AM, because, you know, the FM radio costs more. So it was always on, so I cannot wait to get back up in the hometown.
Well, I can't wait to get up all across Central Wisconsin and the Fox Valley soon, and, you know, watch this space. We'll have more big announcements, I suspect.
Ooh, big tease.
And Tuesday, we got a big party, a soiree, the original, a summer rager at Hawks. Going down to Hawks on August 2nd. Dom's coming. You're going to be there? Give me one more affirmative.
I am, yes, sir. I am in. It's a party, man. If there's a party, Dom is usually there.
Well, I expect everyone to be there at Hawks, the original on State Street, 425. That will be Tuesday. And then, Dominic, my understanding, Donald Trump's coming to Waukesha on Friday. We haven't fleshed out the full details, but I have every intention of being there. And if you won't be my wingman, Maggie Dawn will. 844-967-2789. I think we're going to start with Britt from Humboldt, California, listening on KGOE. Britt, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Britt.
Hey, Devils. How are you guys doing?
Good. Awesome. Thanks for being patient.
Yes, sir. Hey, I noticed that Maggie Dawn didn't seem so convinced that the former guy is going to get indicted.
No, she didn't seem convinced at all.
She was killing our buzz, no. Brent.
Not even half full. It was completely empty. She left me with an empty soul.
You guys are going to have to work on poor Maggie. But listen, I got a question for you. There is reporting that's coming out of Washington, D.C., that Manchin and Schumer have come to some kind of an agreement to both raise taxes and to put some climate, you know, to basically to have the salvaged, you know, Build Back Better legislation hit the deck here pretty soon.
I will trumpet it the day that Joe Biden signs it, because I feel like Manchin's just setting us up like Lucy in the football.
Yeah. Well, so let me ask you a question then. What do you think is more likely, that Trump and his motley crew get indicted, or that we have the Build Back Better plan come into fruition? I mean, in a perfect world.
Can't they both be true, Brett?
I'd like to think so, but I think the Build Back Better plan has to happen sooner because it can have a huge influence on the midterms this fall, as opposed to we got until late 2023 maybe to indict the bum. So, I mean, I feel like that we really should be trying to deliver for the people, and then we'll deliver for the progressives when we can put that guy behind bars.
Well, we'll deliver justice That's what I want, a delivery of justice.
Great point, Britt. Time-wise, yeah, you're probably right. If they're on the precipice of signing this, they're going to do it sooner than later if they actually have cut a deal, and I'm with Crudy, we'll believe it when we see it. Presumably, that would be before the midterms, and the chance that, you know, Trump, even if he's indicted, you know, pays his dues before then, not going to happen, but certainly could be before 2024.
I'll also be very curious whether Republicans get on board with codification of same-sex marriage, at least the existing ones. Andy from Beaver Dam, I think you're next. Andy, what do you got for us?
Hey, Andy.
Well, I hate to be put the blanket over it, but build back better, don't hold your breath. I just don't see it happening.
Well, I wasn't even holding my breath on build back better because it had Joe Manchin associated with it.
Right, exactly. But that's not the reason I called. I wanted to talk a little bit about this absentee ballot, and being that I'm in the crowd of disabled, I'm a little bit younger than Dom's mother, but remember the good old days when you could file a absentee ballot, no problem, you know, and you didn't have to worry about as long as you signed it and dated and everything else, you know. It's so irritating the way that trying to vote has got to be such a upward task, you know.
Well, it's like basically ties go to the runner in baseball, right? You feel like if there's a minor inconsistency and there should be a corrective remedy, there should be, favor should fall with the voter.
The intent of the voter should be upheld at all possible costs, short of writing it and frauding it, man. I mean, come on, you're going to be kidding me? You add all these rules, these administrative rules, Andy, I think to your point, and thank you for the call. You got to check this box. You got to put your zip on. You got to, you have your mother's maiden name and your last four digits of your dad's social number. It just keeps going, and they purposely do it that way. It makes it more difficult, and then they can throw them out then.
Let's go back to the leftist coast in Northern California. AJ calling in from Humboldt. Welcome, AJ. What do you got for us?
Hey, AJ. I do feel that. I do feel welcome. And I'm glad for the guest you just had. Fantastic. More of her. She'd be a weekly check-in call.
She had her own show. She's an award-winning hostess, and she holds it over our heads because we took second that year.
Well, give her the moment. She's got the analysis down pat.
Yeah, she does.
I'd like to make a comment about the election and the upcoming ones. I know that we were in trouble the night of the election when DT said that they only wanted to count the votes that had been presented before the polls closed at the polls and eliminate the absentee vote, which included the military vote,
right,
which I was listening to carefully, and they were going against Trump. And they couldn't have the PR loss of that vote, as well as the larger absentee vote against him. So he started to panic right there. So January 6th was inevitable, given the mindset on the election night.
Shout out. AJ, Humboldt, California, listening today on KGOE. A shout out to all the affiliates, AM 950 up in Minneapolis. And of course, our friends in Chicago, 820 AM WCPT on the Shaw on Devil Radio. You're listening right now. Stick around. Native Roots Radio is next. And it's Hump Day, the Up North Podcast at 7:00.